USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Encouraging news for some getting the COVID vaccine. A new CDC study released Friday shows the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines to be 94% effective at preventing COVID symptoms from developing. The CDC calls this study the most compelling evidence to date that vaccines perform as expected in the real world. Some concerns over the economy. Consumer sentiment down this month to a three-month low. That coming from a University of Michigan study out Friday. Inflation thought to be one reason for the negative outlook. Cecilia Rouse is White House economic advisor. She says car purchases are one source of inflation.
We know that rental car companies are buying. They have to replenish their stocks because they liquidated their stocks last year when people were not renting cars. We know that because of the American Rescue Plan, people were buying cars because many people were afraid of taking public transit.
That Michigan study also finds consumers are more pessimistic about their economic situation now and in the future than they have been in over a decade. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Liz Cheney worried about the future of the Republican Party in the country. The Wyoming congresswoman voted out as House conference chair this week. That's the number three spot among GOP House members. Cheney criticized by some colleagues for her criticism of former President Trump. Trump firing back at Cheney and joining calls for her removal. Cheney tells ABC News how her fellow Republicans should respond to Trump's attacks.
The former president's willingness to be very aggressive in his attacks on the democracy and on our electoral process, and I think it's important for us as a party and for those of us who are elected officials in the party to stand against that.
Cheney also says she regrets voting for Trump in last year's election. The full interview will air Sunday on ABC's This Week. Republicans have until Tuesday to present their own infrastructure plan to President Biden. This would be the GOP's second counteroffer to Biden's $4 trillion plan. Biden calling their first plan a joke and a slap in the face. That first plan calling for less than $600 billion in spending. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell saying this week he's willing to go as high as $800 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten. And guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A ceasefire may be coming soon in the Middle East. Israeli news media reporting Friday Israel and Hamas may agree to stop fighting in a matter of days. The two sides engaged in the worst fighting in over 6 years, over 100 people killed. McDonald's looking for ways to get more workers. Tim Berg has more.
McDonald's is raising hourly wages by 10% as the fast food chain moves to hire 10,000 workers in the United States. Entry-level employees at company-owned locations will make around $11 to $17 per hour. Some shift managers can make up to $20 an hour. McDonald's saying the move is a response to the challenging hiring environment amid the pandemic. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The race for another first in space is on once again. Wendy King has details.
Russia and the United States are once again in another space race. This time, it's the first movie to be shot in outer space. The Russian space agency Roscosmos announced that it selected its crew to headline the film. The effort was announced last year, just after Tom Cruise and NASA announced their own collaboration to make a movie on the International Space Station. NASA says the projected production costs for the movie are around $200 million. Russia says their actors will undergo standard cosmonaut training and will take up two of the three seats aboard the October launch of the Russia Soyuz mission. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.